Very nice. You know what I mean? Nice drosher. Right, boys, this is a quick recap of what we learnt last week. Last week we spoke about walking with wet socks. The shadow of someone goes for a walk, and he's got a hole in his shoes, and because he's got a hole in his shoes, he gets wet socks. Or, the nice thing, he walked into a puddle. He possibly walked into a puddle of water, he's now got a lot of wet, he's got his socks are soaking wet, his socks are sopping wet. And as he walks, he can hear the squelch. He hears the squelch of the water coming in and the water going out. So we said last week already, we said the shame, many poskim, that lemaisa one carry on walking. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch actually this halacha really, because the Shulchan Aruch speaks about a person who got himself wet on Shabbos, he's allowed to carry on walking. So it looks like we're not worried about this. Even in Shulchan Aruch, you could say it's someone's got no socks on. The lemaisa, the pashtus is talking about, even though the clothes are going to get wet. So we said a few svaros last week from Shlomo Zalman and others. They say, first of all, who was it? This was actually, I think, to see if it was quoted, the Tosfos Shabbos, I think it was Tosfos Shabbos. So they bring over there that, first of all, it's derech lichluch. As the water goes in, there's two problems always. When this always, you have to remember this yourself, it's very again today. There's always two problems when you fetch water. One is melabing, that it's a normal process of washing, is you extract juice. You extract the water content comes out. And number two is also there's a problem of dosh, squeezing out from a peri or squeezing out from a garment liquid also involves the melacha of dosh. So we said here that dosh, which is hoylech le'ibud, is already an issur rabbon. It's not deraisa. So here this dosh, which you're extracting, you don't want the juice that comes out. Okay, it's going in and out the whole time. It's nothing, yeah? And as melabin, it's derech lichluch, because it goes in and out, it's all dirty water, it's nothing. So the ma'aser, really, me'ikad din, it looks like, that's what the apostle wanted to say, that it could be motu, even though it's a pasik reisha, and it is lechur, not so poshut, the time it's kelach hayad, there was a few swords we said, it's dovash eim skam, even though it's a pasik reisha, and it's kelach hayad, various swords, and therefore, they weren't goizer in this case, they allowed the person to walk in this matzav. The ma'aser, we did say from a few poskim, very interesting, they said that when you get home, one should change one's socks over. Besides practical reasons, besides practical reasons, one should change one's socks as well, yeah? Because the ma'aser, it's not, we are relying on a tehillim. It looks like they are a tehillim you're relying on. And they are relying on a tehillim, therefore it's better to change the socks and not rely on this, the ma'aser. That's what was better with it. And therefore, we said over last week, two ma'asers from Gedolim actually were ma'bid, actually from the Stipe, and I can't remember the other, remember the Adir Chaim, I think it was ma'bid actually that they didn't move with wet socks. That's it's already a madriga, that, yeah? So, I mean, a person's allowed to carry on walking, he's not confined to his place, he's allowed to carry on walking even though he's got wet socks. That's what we said last week. Okay, let's talk about this week. Let's move on to the halachas today. So today's title is, I'm probably confused with the titles here because... Right, so today's title is, when can I pour liquid onto a beggar? Now, Lachai, let's just start from the beginning here. What we've done up to now, Lamais, is a serious problem. Yeah? To take a liquid, let's take water, for example, and pour it onto a garment. If the garment is clean, can you pour water onto it? A nice, clean shirt just come out of the washing machine. Can you pour water over it? Why not? Could be. Why not? Right, sir. Yeah, right. Why not is really in Svari is quite right because there's no liban anymore. Once your garment's been cleaned. What?
We said
he had a clean bed. Oh, but you're going. You understand the re very well. Very good, washing. You're a good company. The re says that once you've got a beggar, we said, which is clean, there's no iss of malabin anymore. I mean, even though the Gemara seems to be mashmalah to put a garment in water is also, the Ri says that's talking about only when the garment was dirty. If the garment is clean, there's no issa of malam, because malam means to clean a beggar. There's no issa cleaning a beggar if it's really cleaned. However, good news for you, Rabbeinu Tam is cholik. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and Rabbeinu Tam holds, that's not Shalik Vora. Even wetting a garment, even if it's clean, is also to do. It's all a chelik of kibbutz. That's all a normal chelik of kibbutz. And the Bais, even though the beggar is clean, one may not soak it in water. Very interesting halacha. We tack on the mission. We're always machmir for this shitter. The Bais, the chatchila, one does not take even a clean beggar and put it in water. I told you already, I asked someone actually last week, Rob, last week, very interesting. Sometimes, one of my children had, I don't know what it's called, they had like a gauze on his hand, some mark on his hand, a gauze. and he puts some sticky tape on it to stick it on. And Shabbos wanted to take it off. So the question was to pour cold water onto that gauze, that material, to make it wet, and then the stickiness would uncome and take it off. So I was worried, is that a problem of Shria? Even though it's a clean baguette, Pashtus, is that a problem of Shria? You mustn't soak water into such a baguette. So the Chor is a problem. We're machmir for this shitter, and therefore really one shouldn't do it. So the Rav told me, interesting, what he said, so you know what he said to me, what should I do? Make some tea essence, make some orange juice, and pour that over. So that is definitely not a problem there, because that's dirty water. That's derech lichluch. We said that derech lichluch is mutter. I said to him as a smoke, what we learned last week, that it could be if you're miyachad a beged, which you're going to throw away, and you're not intending to wash it at all, there's no iss of shriya derech kibbutz even in that case. He said, yeah, it could be. The man said, it could be. Come into here, so let's talk about a case over here. My first question over here is, let's say, for example, Rachmon Litzlon shouldn't happen. It's very important. The first case I want to talk about is Rachmon Litzlon, if a tablecloth catches fire on Shabbos. Now, many years ago, I shouldn't say this either in public, I learnt with some of these halachas about what happens if the tablecloth catches fire on Shabbos. They're all different halachas. What you do is you do a gram kibbutz. We'll see a few solutions. What you can do is you can fill up plastic cups, for example, with water, and let the fire come to the plastic cups. It'll melt the plastic cup, and then the water will spritz out, and that will be all right. That's called gram kibbutz. First of all, I must tell you this: that's always when there's no danger of life over here. I must say it's very important. This halacha is halacha in Shin Kav Ches. The Shulchan Aruch says like this: in Shin Kav Ches, let's just find this Sif base. Mamish the beginning of Shin Kav Ches. See base. Mishiyach lechoyish asakana. Someone's got a choyish asakana. Mitzvah lechal of Shabbos. The mitzvah to lechal of Shabbos. Hazoris harizay meshubach. He who is quick is meshubach. Hashoyel, the posh of shayin the machab is hashoyel. He who asks a question, should I be lechal of Shabbos or not? Harizay shayfik domin. There's a big avayir this. I remember Rob once told me a while ago, he said he couldn't believe it. Someone Friday night came to him. Ask him a shayla, he's got someone at home to pick up nefesh, should he be mechallel Shabbos, not mechallel Shabbos, he couldn't understand it. How could someone ask a shayla? Any time a person's got a sopik, any sopik whatsoever, pick up nefesh.
Yeah, because he didn't know
the halakha. Well, that's what I'm saying, he should know that. I'm coming to that in a minute, yeah? So lemaisa, a person's knowing any sopik, pick up nefesh, you mustn't ask any questions, you're mechallel Shabbos about any question at all. Yeah? So we're talking about over here in a case of where there's no pick up nefesh whatsoever. It's a small fire. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, Hanishal harizeh meguna. The one who is asked is bad. It's meguna for the one who is asked. What's pshat? Mishum shat tamachom mkoy maholo lidrash papirka lakur. Tamachom should have dashed to everyone that you're allowed to be mechal shal meguna. So the fact that someone comes to ask me a shayla is a bad sign on the shayla of tamachom. But kitza, there's no shayla whatsoever. I don't want to bring to one how important this point is. I think many years ago, I don't want to go into too many details, there was a shayla of, I happened to be somewhere, and there was a shayla that was asked, and let's just say the question, it makes it easier. A girl tripped over on Shabbos afternoon, and she tripped onto her hairdryer. And as she tripped, she put the hairdryer on. And it was blowing out very hot air. So she was very worried about this, because it's going to be dangerous. So she came to ask me what should I do. I told her the best thing to do is to get a goy and switch off. She comes back after half an hour, she looked everywhere, she can't find it. There's not a non-Jew in sight. This wasn't by the way in the normal place. It was out of the area. So she not non-Jews there. There was no one there. So she says she doesn't know what to do. I said to her, I don't think it's dangerous. She said, she thinks it's very, very dangerous. I said, look, if it's dangerous, you think it's dangerous, because nefesh, then what you should do is switch off kilachiyat. So she did that. I came back from that place and I asked the Rav what he thinks about the shadow. See, the Rav said to me at the time that he doesn't think it's because nefesh. So I muttered under my breath, he said, oh, I have to do tshuva for what I did. He said to me, no, you don't, he said to me. He said, I have to know, a person has to know, pikuach nefesh, if a person is in a matzav, or he thinks something is pikuach nefesh, if according to what he thinks is pikuach nefesh, he has to mechal the Shabbos. If later transpired it wasn't dangerous, he's got no aveira whatsoever. Okay, he's got a mitzvah, that is his mitzvah. So he shouldn't worry about it. The person has to know, it's very important, so he mustn't hesitate. If there's any chashash, if the konos to foshos, one does everything without any kalachiyad, you put out everything you have to do. So we're talking about over here, where there is, Rachmon Litzlon, a fire in someone's house, but it's not bad, it's not spreading very far, it's not dangerous, there are all the people at the table, they can all get up, they have to, but you want to stop the rest of the table from getting ruined. So you're allowed to, the Mechaber says, you're allowed to do gram kibbutz. Yeah? I mean, you must have put water directly on the fire to put it out, because there's no danger to life. You've got no head to put the fire out directly. But you can do a gram kibbutz. You can do an indirect kibbutz. That's a machabe in Shin Lamadadis, you've got Dadis. And he says, what should one do? The best thing to do is to pour dirty water on the part of the tablecloth that is not yet been caught by fire. Why dirty water? Because otherwise, if you put clean water on, then you're doing melam.
Yeah, well, you've got to throw it away, that tablecloth.
I'm not sure. You might cut it in half. But even if it is true what you're saying, it's a good point. Even if it's true what you're saying, but the mice and the violet, it's a good tablecloth. The violet, that part of the beggar is good. So you're doing a shriya, you are washing part of the beggar, which is still good. So that is the problem. Even though the Vayisrael is right, might throw away eventually, but the mice, the violin now, you're doing a mice of cleaning something which is going to be, which is clean. That's a Shin Lama Dalid, Sivchav Dalid. Yes, Rav Moshe. Ein Leocha Lidna Leim Mashkei Zeh Rav. Yes, Rav Moshe. You mutter lasses kei v'sha Mashkei Chutz HaRamayim. The Machaber says that's what the day we take on, like, that you can put other liquids on which are not water. And one may do that, or may put that on the material to put out, to make sure that when the fire gets there, it will get wet, obviously, and therefore it won't burn, and that puts out the fire. That's called a gram kibui. That's halacha number one. as I say, Mr. Brewer, who are din if Rachman is on someone's furniture's caught fire, for example? Someone's furniture, a piece of furniture caught fire. It's a small little fire. What you can do is you can take a towel, pour tea over it, and then the wet towel he puts on the side that's dry, and then as the fire gets there, that water in the towel, which is quite wet, will hopefully put out that fire. That's, I mean, you have to think about what you're doing. It's not easy, myself. I've got to have his wits end about this. If someone's doing this, he's got to know what he's doing. But this is mutter to do. In such a case, the person has to do it. It's called a gram kibui. You're not putting out the fire, you're not putting water directly on the fire. And you're doing it not derech libun. You're not cleaning the beged. It's okay, it's dirty. You use tea, orange juice, anything you want. Anything which is not clean juice. And you use that, that is mutter to do. I say, who adin? You can fill plastic bags up with water on your table, leave it on the table, and then as the fire gets there, the plastic will melt and the water will gush out and hopefully put out the fire. That's all a case of gram kibbutz, that's mutter. Again, the water one uses should not be clean water in that case. Yeah, one should use dirty water to avoid the problem of melamine. Or colored water, yeah, anything you want, any kind of water, sticky water, anything which is not a normal way of melamine, that is the best way to do it. Yeah, that's a very simple answer. Orange juice, anything like that is very good. Yeah, that's halacha number one, very straightforward thing of wetting a beged in order to be able to put out a fire. Yeah, you want to put out a fire, that's halacha number one. There's another interesting case where you can make a beged wet, and that is, for example, let's say there's a baby in the room, and you want to humidify the air. So excessive heat is not good for the baby, obviously. It needs to have the room has to be well ventilated, it has to be airy and everything. So again, one can hang wet towels around the cot or whatever in order that the humidifier, wherever it will work in this way. Again, the same thing here. It's not necessary to use water in the towel. One could put orange juice in the towel. Anything one could put in the towel, which is dirty, which is not ectomelabin, that is the way of doing it. You put that in the towel, let the humidifier work, and that is mutter to do on Shabbos as well. Yeah, all these cases are mutter. If you've got nothing available, the Moshe says no, you've got only got water available. You know, someone's in hospital, for example, there's nothing else. I mean, of course, if you get a goy to do it, it's even better. But let's say one hasn't got orange juice or something like that available, so then one can rely. Don't forget, this halacha, what you said, that shriyoso zeh kibusay, that soaking a beged, is called washing it. That's really a chumrah ba'alma. We really hold like the ri. The ri shitta really is that once a beggar is clean, there's no issue to soak it in water. We are machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that only derech lichluch is mutter. But washing a clean beggar is also awesome. So lechatchila we try to accommodate it, avad, yeah? If one can't accommodate this opinion, moshe for a baby, he's got a dinner of a chole, certainly one, if one's got no other option, one can rely on this opinion of Rabbeinu of the ri, that wetting a garment, even though it's with water, it's mutter to be done when you've got a bamish a bit tzorach. Another thing also interesting for a sick person sometimes to make a compress. That means, for example, someone's got a sprained ankle, let's say, or he's got a high fever. It's not sakonas nefosh, though, it's no shah. We're not talking about sakonas nefosh. It's high fever. It's like a chode kol aguf. So he wants to have something like a compress, like a towel or something, which is wet. something like that, in order that you can put it round him. So really, this is really, it could be considered like refua, really. So one has to be careful. It's only mutter for chole kol haguf. You can't do it stammers like this. Yeah, we're talking about only chole kol haguf. So you can do it issur drabona for chole kol haguf if you have to. So here again, one should use colored liquids to make a compress. So what you do is you take a towel, you wet it. So let's say you put in orange juice, the towel becomes wet, and then you wrap it round, you dab it on the person or wherever it is, or you put it round the spring. I don't know, it looks a bit funny, orange juice in the towel or whatever around the spring, but I suppose it does its job. I don't know, I've never tried it, but stomach, it does its job, and therefore that would also be okay to do. Yeah? Again, one must be careful, obviously, here, not to tighten it when you put it around your leg. Unless someone's got a sprained leg. So he can't put it very tight around his leg, because putting it tightly around his leg is going to make schita. It's going to make the juice come out. It's true as hoylech ibud, but midrabon, and we don't allow this. It's a lemaisa, one has to avoid that. One has to make sure it's on there, and not too tight. It's not opposite ratio going to come out. That compress is mutter work. Nowadays, many of the compresses that you buy now are ones that go in the freezer. That is gel, which you can just put on. There, anyone know any problem that could be used with these? What's the problem maybe with this? With these sorts of gels? Yeah, very good. There's a problem of moilit. What happens is, very often it dissolves, yeah? As it starts off, it's quite solid, like a jelly. And then, if you take it out of the freezer, you leave it on your place for a bit of time, it dissolves, kind of like a liquidy. That's a problem of moilit. It's true, moilit is problematic on Shabbos. We, the Ramah, follow the Ramah Shitta, that even moilit, not directly, is osa. But le'eis hatsoyrach, the Ramah's mati. The Ramah allows one, le'eis hatsoyrach, to do moilid if you're not doing a direct action. I mean, to take snow and crush it with your hands, that you mustn't do. That's osa according to whatever happens, according to Machal's osa. To take snow and leave it in a very hot room where it dissolves by itself, the Ramah says, the rice of the chatchila, one shouldn't do this. So here, taking out this gel from the freezer, putting it as a compress around a person, that's like putting it in a hot place, which is going to dissolve, but it's not happening straight away, it takes a bit of time. Therefore, according to the model, the Eisat Tzorech, which is over here, is the Eisat Tzorech, one will be allowed to do that. Who are then, if one needs to put it back in the freezer again, he needs it later, that's the same heter again, yeah? It's the same heter, it's not happening straight away, it's the Eisat Tzorech, it's going to come from like a liquid into a solid, it's going to harden in the freezer, and therefore, even though that's like changing from a liquid to a solid, but le'eis hatsoyrach, and this is called a tsoyrach, that we mutter. Yeah, so far so good?
Yeah.
Yeah. One other case, also interesting, and that is a bit more serious, that is the marshal, someone needs to be washed, someone's got is very, very ill, not so constant washing, he's ill, and he needs to be washed with water to cool him down. Now such a person there, you can't tell him to soak a towel in orange juice. Or a woman who's having a lady, for example, before a lady she needs to wash herself, for example, so again, you can't have to wash orange juice. Not very practical. So such a person needs mamish water. There's a mamish, a very big tsoyrach, she's the choleh, these people are cholim. So in those cases where there's a choleh, then we rely on the shitta that shriyoso eina kibuso, that's not called washing. It's the re-shitta, that a clean beged, which is anyway clean, and you put it in water, then we're not gozer in that case. We don't make an issa on that case, and we allow you. So make a quick stick on what we learnt. So we started off with over here, the halachas of a person who needs to wet a beged on Shabbos. Like once on, someone's got a fire in his house, and he wants to wet part of the tablecloth that's not caught fire yet. Or he's got a furniture which has caught fire, and he wants to put a wet towel on part of the furniture that hasn't caught fire yet. So we said the best thing to do is to wet the garment in dirty water, or in orange juice, or in tea, and something like that, which is derech, it's not derech libuna, it's not shriyos, it's not kibusa there, you haven't got that thing over there. That way, when you put it over the fire, it's groma, it's gram kibui, it's happening indirectly, that is mutter to do. Who had in, we said, a person, for example, he wants to put humidify the air for the baby's room. You can do the same thing, put a towel in the same method, the same as what we're talking about here, wet the towel with dirty liquid, same thing. And then we came up to a chiddush, a compress as well, the same thing for a person. That is, same order, same thing, one should use liquids that are dirty, where there's no chashash of libun, and one should be careful not to make it too tight, not to do schita. And then finally, we talked about a case of a choleh who needs to be dabbed with water. Someone's got a high fever, needs to have water dampened on his forehead. Or a woman before a lady, she needs to be, have a bit of a dab, she needs to be washed a bit around there, washed a bit. In such a case there, where you've got no ace, you can't use dirty water there, you can't use orange juice dipped in a cloth, then we rely on the shitta that shriyosu eina kibusei, and one's allowed to use this shitta and soak the beged in a bit of water. Okay, everybody. it's better to the last. It's better to do it in the last case. Obviously, it's better to do not gidule karaka. Yeah, because we've got a problem with dosh sometimes. It's better not gidule karaka than just on the dosh. A lot of them are, my friends. A lot of them are.